pugnant, a pugnant. Which leads us now to the 5 at 5, brought to you as always by Duplicating Systems, more than a system, a solution. Well, here we are, Jeff. We've arrived. It is the eve of Georgia and Arkansas State. Another kickoff, like we said, 24 hours from now. Hopefully the game will be over and we're not in like a seventh or eighth overtime.
God.
Hopefully we don't get into a two-point conversion shootout with these guys.
If that does happen, Tyler, you are full-time, my man, because your buddy old JD will be
Tyler,
comatose.
I'll see you Monday. But, all right, give me your closing argument. I know you've had reservations. Have I talked you down from those now? Or no, you're just not listening to me.
No, I always listen to you, and I think Georgia's got a great team, but I think tomorrow does present some concerns. And number one, you have to have a lot of respect for Arkansas State. 8 straight bowl games. This is a team, they've played all the big boys and they played a couple of them close, but they're not going to come in here and be intimidated. And you know, they're playing with something extra for their coach right now, and they know they've got nothing to lose. The style of offense they run, I think, can give anybody trouble. And they've got some very good wide receivers, in particular Kirk Merritt, who's a transfer from Oregon. He had over 1,000 yards last year. They're getting an all-conference tight end back who's been banged up for their first couple of games. So I think they can do some things that would give Georgia some problems. And I think probably what Kirby's worried about, because the first quarter last week, we were a little bit clunky. I mean, we gave up the big play. We fumbled. And, you know, you don't want to do that.
We got Fromm sacked.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's a third thing. But in the end, you know, kind of looking back, maybe it was a good thing that they got tested a little bit, because the second quarter we completely overwhelmed them. It went from 7-7 to 42-7. So I think probably what Kirby's thinking is, man, if we come out here clunky like that again, you know, we might be behind, and maybe the score's close at halftime. And, you know, the longer the underdog hangs around, the more the underdog believes. And I'm just going to tell you another thing that happens. And I think back to when Troy beat LSU a couple of years ago, the stadium will be close to packed tomorrow. But a lot of people probably – and it's going to be hot. It's not going to be as bad as last week. I think the high tomorrow is only like 90, 89, 90.
Oh, is that it?
But I do think – yeah, I mean, no, God, last week was, you know, just
I'm looking
like
at
the hottest.
Actually, 87 is what it says right now.
So it'll be nice. But, I mean, it's still going to be hot. But I think for a lot of people, they're probably thinking – now, luckily, there's not a mega showdown at 3:30. But it's like, all right, well, we'll have this one well in hand. Maybe we leave around the third quarter or so. And I think about when Troy beat LSU, when Nichols nearly beat us, these teams that hang around, something goes wrong. All of a sudden, you don't have any of your crowd there, and the fans that are there are so tight that that's kind of feeding down onto the field. So I think all that stuff's probably running through Kirby's mind, because I think for so many of us, I wish a Notre Dame game would have been the opener, or the second game, to be honest with you, just to kind of get past it, because there's been so much build up to it. And a lot of that's come with Notre Dame. You've got the New York media, the Chicago media, people making all these grandiose plans and all this. And I mean, it's been the fourth game of the season. Obviously, Georgia should beat Vanderbilt, Murray State, and Arkansas State, but you still want to come out and play good. And I think probably what has Kirby the most concerned is if we do come out and play clunky, Arkansas State has the ability to make us pay.
Well, yeah, in the department of the players or humans that maybe have some of the same feelings as fans, I'll tell you, like, right to me, it's like this has been a boring start to the year. Like, I'm kind of bored right now. Murray State and Arkansas State back-to-back, you'd like to have those spread out, not
for sure.
Consecutive. And so,
honestly, I'd like to have had Arkansas State last week, Notre Dame this week, then an SEC game, or then have the open date, then run into the SEC, however you wanted to work it out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in theory, if Georgia does win tomorrow, I mean, you could make a case that, you know, these could be three of the four or five, you know, worst teams that you played all year in your first three games. Whereas, you know, you think back, you know, last year, we had two easy games that we had beaten South Carolina. I mean, in 17, you think about that team. We beat App State and Notre Dame in the first two games. That was one of the most impressive 2-0 starts that any team had. So, you know, if Georgia does win tomorrow, you know, there's still going to be some questions heading into that Notre Dame game.
Yeah, last year it was spread out. You had an easy game, then you had a conference game, you know,
easy,
cupcake, and then
the SEC,
conference.
Yeah.
But here to have it back-to-back, it is. It's just – And, but, you know, Kirby did say last night, the first few moments of his of his talk show that the one thing that has impressed him about this team is when they have had like a game like they had last week against Murray State, which again they won big, but it was 7-7 after the first quarter, that they've come out and had good practices on Monday, and they had a good practice this week, and so that's one thing he likes about this team. So that's a good sign.
Well, and also that's also where that depth shows in there. And you look at that second team for Georgia, and just you could compare it to say what the second team was 5, 6, 7 years ago. And I mean it's absolutely night and day. So you've got those guys pushing. They want to get out and play. And when they do get in, those guys are good players. And it also just leads to the human nature. Now, another great thing about this team, guys like Reed and Thomas and Swift and Fromm, they're not slacking off. But just big picture, if you do have some guys like, oh, this should be an easy win for us, you got some five-star true freshman, or you've got some senior that's been sitting around waiting his chance, or you got that sophomore who just got beat out. You have a couple of bad days in practice. Guess what? You're not on that first string anymore.
Right. But you do have to try and avoid, too, and hopefully the idea of, like, some of those guys feeling like, this is kind of boring right now. We're playing Murray State and Arkansas State. Like, I want to play someone, and they know next week they are with Notre Dame.
If we win, though, I think the noon and then playing at 8 next week, it does give you that time where if we do win tomorrow, hey, so, all right, we got these three out of the way. Everybody enjoy it. Go have a good time. And then on Sunday, you can shift that focus. I'm not sure what time Notre Dame
2:30.
Okay.
I was just looking at that. Okay. So we'll have a little bit of a head start, I guess.
To peek at the Irish.
On them, yeah. So they're playing. But you're talking about a team on look ahead. I mean, what about Notre Dame and New Mexico? They're an enormous favorite. They're favored by 35, but you got to figure they're not going all in tomorrow against the Lobos.
Well, and that's one of those things too for after the game. If you win but things don't go great, you could always consider, well, we held some things back in the playbook.
Right. Well, vanilla. That's the thing. Right. You always want to be vanilla.
By the way, I like vanilla.
I know vanilla's good.
It's a good flavor.
Yeah.
A little chocolate. Put some almonds on top. Yeah.
Now UNLV has a guy who right now is the nation's number three rusher, Charles Williams. He had 168 yards rushing against Arkansas State last week on only 19 carries. So I look at that and say they might have a hard time stopping our frontline rushing attack tomorrow afternoon.
We got a tweet in from Vol fan Rob. Chris, will you be signing autographs tomorrow?
If anyone wants them. One time we were sitting here and some guy came up to Dave and asked him if he was Kevin Butler.
Yes, I am.
And, you know, Dave was like, well, listen, I'm honored that you think I'm Kevin Butler, but I'm not. So
I think I told you the story. My one of my great mentors growing up, the late, great Nate Hirsch, he was the Larry Munson of Georgia Southern, and he had told me this was in like the spring of 86, and Southern had won the 1AA national title, and that was the year the Bears had won the Super Bowl, so it's the following spring. And he said, I was just going down to Florida on vacation for a couple of days, and this guy saw me and goes, whoa, boy, that's a good-looking ring. What is that? Because it's Bears Super Bowl ring.
Yeah,
oh,
no
okay,
big deal.
Cool. But, you know, but the thing is, it's like that was one of those, I think, acceptable white lies, because whoever that guy was like, man, you won't believe it. There's a guy, I don't know who he was. He's on a Bears Super Bowl ring. It's a story for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's what we do get that a lot. Like, people will come up here, and they're looking for you and Kevin. And we have to be – no, they're out there.
No, I had a guy ask me.
But you're actually done by then anyway.
Yes.
So.
I did have a guy last week ask me if I had any good advice for young kickers. Said, I do, but you probably want to ask this guy.
You know what? You should have just given him the advice.
Well, here's the thing. Tell him to make them all. That's
yes.
a good start.
Yes. Kick it through
the
between
uprights,
the uprights.
And on those kickoffs, out of the end
out
zone.
Out of the end zone.
Thank you very much. Now give me $50. Yeah,
also, when
fee.
You get two strikes on you, choke up on
choke
the bat
on
a little
bat.
Bit. Oh, wait, that's a different sport.
Swing at strikes, look at balls. That was a Ted Williams advice.
Yes. Yep, that was it. Only swing at strikes, too, was
yes.
the other big one.
Well,
okay, no problem, Coach
that's
Williams.
The rub.
I'll
that's
get right
the rub.
On that. All right, so that brings us now to, as we continue on the 5 at 5, brought to you, as always, by Duplicating Systems, more than a system, a solution. Give me your acceptable score for tomorrow's game. If this team, this Georgia team, is one of the nation's juggernauts, that's going to end up, hopefully, in at least the SEC title game with another crack to get into the playoff, What is an acceptable score?
I would take a 17-point win, but for me, just when I lay in bed at night and kind of look at the ceiling and think about the Bulldogs, I would say at least a 24-point, like 45-21 would be kind of a minimum. But I would take 17. I would take 17.
I mean,
if we won by 17, I'd be happy, but then I'd be a little bit worried.
Well, yeah, we would have a lot to discuss on Monday.
Yeah, and then I could say, see, I told you.
Well, yeah, and then I'd be like, well, listen, you did tell me, and now I've got to rethink this team.
And then you're going to tell me the Tech game's going to be really close, and I'll be all freaking out.
No, it won't be that one I'm worried about. But then you start to think, well, let's see, Florida, Auburn, Texas A&M, Missouri, like we're going to lose one of those now. We're only beating Arkansas State by 17. Come on, now the acceptable score for tomorrow's game for me, I'm sniffing like 45-14.
Okay.
Georgia in the
mid. Now, what if it's 45-21, like I said, but we're up 45-14, they get one with 2 minutes?
Yeah, okay. Like I'm willing to negotiate based on the context. Like last week, I wasn't, you know, if you look at, I'm not thrilled seeing Murray State with 17, but they had a pick six off our backup quarterback, and they hit one big play. Other than that, they didn't do anything against our defense. So, yeah, we can negotiate the terms of the deal on Monday. But so if it is like that, they get some late garbage time score, so be it. But
now, like you said, within a touchdown of the line, if the line's, let's just say it's 32. I've seen it between 31 and 33.5. So if the line's 32. You know, if you win, 47-20, 48-21.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I think Georgia into the mid to upper 40s, and I'd like to see Arkansas State with no more than two touchdowns. But again, if it's one-sided and they score late, you know, that's I'll accept that.
No, I hear you. Fireball Roddy tweets in. He said the Dogs need to go out and make a statement. So would Alabama and Clemson, Oklahoma, Ohio State, LSU. Well, I agree. I think Georgia's going to try to. I'm just saying it might not be that easy tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it will be. I think Georgia will be fine. Bama beat these guys 57-7 last year. But, yeah, they do have. They've played, and Blake Anderson, since he's been there, they've played in SEC school five of his six seasons. So they've played, you know, Auburn and Alabama. Yeah. It's not like they're playing Missouri. They've come to stadiums like this.
Yes, yes.
Had played, and they went down. They that year, remember, they did the thing in 2000. I think it was 2014 when they played at Miami, and they ran that play where their player just like fell down backwards, like he was playing dead,
like the basketball dead cockroach play.
Yeah. Yes. So be on the lookout. They might have a few tricks up their sleeve. And Miami did not go back there like the next year, but
they got hurricaned out.
Yeah, I mean, they did have a good reason.
They did.
Although Arkansas State wasn't accepting it. I think they sued them. I don't know how that turned out, though, but they'll be here tomorrow at noon. All right, let's look at the rest of the weekend. Then best chance to have maybe, because it does seem like a bit of a dull third weekend.
Which means a couple of things are going to happen.
Which brings me to my question, like, what are these things that are going to happen? Is UCLA going to beat